In other headlines, a police pursuit in St. Louis County ended with a crash and arrest Monday. Deputies spotted a vehicle wanted by Hibbing police for a violent assault that attempted to stop near Saginaw. The suspect led authorities east on a highway before crashing into two vehicles in Proctor and running into a wooded ravine. A taser was used to arrest the 39-year-old Duluth man. Minor injuries were reported. A bill that would create a trust fund to fight Parkinson's disease is getting bipartisan support, but will it have enough to get passed? The fund would come with a potential $25 million cost with an already tight budget. DFL Representative Rick Hansen was asked about federal funding already going to Parkinson's research, and he says you can't count on that being there.
We are going to be laying foundation for the future here, that when you look at the states with what's happening with the federal government, the states are the laboratories for democracy.
And the Minnesota Department of Human Rights has reached a settlement with Lyft, reaffirming that rideshare companies must accommodate riders with disabilities, including those with service dogs. The settlement follows allegations that a blind student was repeatedly denied rides because of her service dog, causing missed appointments. In other headlines, a police pursuit in St. Louis County ended with a crash and arrest Monday. Deputies spotted a vehicle wanted by Hibbing police for a violent assault that attempted to stop near Saginaw. The suspect led authorities east on a highway before crashing into two vehicles in Proctor and running into a wooded ravine. A taser was used to arrest the 39-year-old Duluth man. Minor injuries were reported. A bill that would create a trust fund to fight Parkinson's disease is getting bipartisan support, but will it have enough to get passed? The fund would come with a potential $25 million cost with an already tight budget. DFL Representative Rick Hansen was asked about federal funding already going to Parkinson's research, and he says you can't count on that being there.
We are going to be laying foundation for the future here, that when you look at the states with what's happening with the federal government, the states are the laboratories for democracy.
And the Minnesota Department of Human Rights has reached a settlement with Lyft, reaffirming that rideshare companies must accommodate riders with disabilities, including those with service dogs. The settlement follows allegations that a blind student was repeatedly denied rides because of her service dog, causing missed appointments. This is MNN.